ZLK portable.
Doing pretty good for portable. What you up to today? We're just heading over to Spartanburg to go to the big box store.
Hello, Bernice. No, I'm outside enjoying the sunshine. I'm waiting on a contractor to come by. Just enjoying the beautiful weather.
I don't know if you're cross-band repeating or just getting in on a handy-talky, but it's pretty darn good. Well, we don't have anything particular going for, just some things that Bernice wants to get at Sam's or Costco's, I don't know which. Maybe some grapefruit at Sam's, they seem to run better. Oh, 55 degrees, you're right about the beautiful weather. What's getting built, Shane?
Having the gas range installed. I'm already on LP for my heater, gas heat and water heater, but had an electric oven and I'm ready to put a gas range in.
Wait, that's been banned, you know. Well, I was thinking whenever we need a new HVAC unit, they have them where you can get a heat pump and then have gas as a backup. And being we have a, I forget how big a tank it is, 350-gallon, I think, propane out there for the generator. I think that's what we'll get if we ever have to replace our HVAC system. And that way when it gets below 30, I'm told, it cuts over the gas.
Exactly what I put in last year. And you can set that temperature whatever you want, but I haven't set it 30 or 35. And I tell you what, I really like it. We had a gas heat, strictly gas before. When it was time to replace it, we did this. And I tell you what, I always like it when it gets cold and the gas heat kicks on. It just makes a difference.
When you get older like us, we like to keep warm. I think Patrick said they keep their house about 60. My neighbor keeps his about 68. We keep ours on 73. Now, during the day, I turn it down. Just the opposite of what most people do, I guess. But, yeah, gas heat is warmer, and Jiminy, they're up in the 90 percentiles of efficiency now, and I think it's a great way to go. I'm glad to hear that. What brand did you get?
Rheem, R-H-E-E-M, I'm sure you've heard of it.
I have an HVAC license, and I've heard of a lot of them. I just worked on the great big ones like on a hospital and on a printing plant. But I worked on some of the smaller ones too, but I've forgotten most of what I learned back then in the 80s, Shane, and things change rapidly. I always enjoy talking to Dave on here that is an HVAC person, and he tells me a lot of interesting facts about the changes in today's world. He said that the units went up about 30%, I think he said, this year. Don't quote me on that, but that doesn't surprise me. What was it I heard? Automobile insurance went up 26% this year.
I heard about that. Not from Dave, but he is a wealth of information. He's a good guy. I like him. I always enjoy talking to him. But, yeah, they had some new regulations that they passed. Starting this year, it made everything more expensive with that whole goal of taking it away from us, I guess, or pricing it out of our range. I don't understand that, but that's what some people like to do. But, yeah, we like our brand. The guy that came out and installed ours, he said they do more installations on Reams, but they do more service work on whatever that other brand is, the big one. Not Honeywell, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, and he just recommended this. So far, we've been real happy with it.
And Train and Goodman, different ones. I like the Train that we got, and I would lean towards that in the future. But heck, you can spend over $10,000 on one nowadays.
prices, and one company quoted us almost $20,000. And the next, I got two more quotes and got it down to $9,000. I'm glad I did.
Smart man, I'll tell you for sure. Yeah, that's a good money to have, but $1,000, no. And I realize they got to make a living. They taught us in ABC school that if you bought a price for $100, you had to charge $300 for it. And I know I've talked to a gentleman that belongs to a fleet of trucks here locally, and he said about $300 an hour is what they got to make when you got a fleet of trucks out there. So, but it gets a little ridiculous with a few of them at times.
If you're willing to pay somebody to do the job, that's fine. I understand you got to make money, but that was just a little high. I felt like, at least for what I was willing to pay. So there were other options out there. But anyway, yeah, I'm good with people making money. That's what it's about. There's no reason to be in business if you can't make a profit.
Well, that is true against that. Well, how's the trucking business going there? Are you making your regular rundown? I forget what days you go down, but down to Georgia.
I'm off on Wednesday nights, so that's why I'm up now. I slept pretty good yesterday. Had the guy come out and look at it, give me an estimate, and then I called him this morning. He said, we can come out today. I said, okay. So they should be here any minute. That's kind of what I'm waiting out here for. And they said it'll take him a couple of hours if everything goes well, and then I'll go to bed, take a nap before I get up.
You're driving, Shane?
Just four nights, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
You see, Niall, I remember that. I always like to call you right after the nap. But I've failed lately. Pretty quiet this morning so far. We went to the bank and then heading over here. Nothing much else planned for the day. Looking on the chickens, and that's about the size of it.
Stay. Especially a beautiful day like today, and after all the rain, it'd be nice just to relax and maybe sit outside for a little bit and enjoy the sunshine.
Hold here for a second. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, I got out yesterday for the first time in a while and worked out in the yard and that, and I see how much damage it does when you sit around your butt for a couple of months during the winter. It catches up to you exponentially. And I think, that was a K-band radar. That's not a cop. But getting over here towards Spartanburg, I'd much rather go to Spartanburg than go down there on Woodruff Road. There ain't no way that I won't even get near that place anymore.
I understand that. I used to have run a route on Woodruff Road from 85 down to Lawrence Road. Had Costco and Target, movie theater. Greenville Mall was partially there when I started it. They were tearing it down. But it was always a pain around Christmas time for sure.
But this morning on the Fox News Channel, it was unbelievably backed up. It is almost every day, but this was because of accidents this morning. This is NZLTR.
It's a daily occurrence with those accidents now. N4ZLK.
The special force of guys that go out there and pick people up, don't they? Tow their vehicle. I wouldn't even know where to get a vehicle towed to, you know. I'd be so shook up if I was out there.
If you don't know or have a place, I think they'll tow them to their shop until you let them know where you need it taken. But, you know, not everybody's in a condition to give them an answer at the moment.
Yeah, that's true. Well, did you see where they was trying to get people all stirred up yesterday about, Russia's talking about launching a nuclear weapon? Come to find out it was the squad that was propagating that because they wanna pass a bill that's coming up so they can continue spying on us like they did certain other politicians and that. They won't try up there now. I'm telling you, I'm getting sick of it. I very rarely even listen to the news anymore, Shane. It just upsets me, so I turn it off and go to Ice Road Truckers or what's that other one?
Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell. I like that one. It's really a good one. It's on 1610, or the channel's called This, THIS.
On that channel the other day, I put an antenna up so I could watch the Super Bowl Sunday night. First game I've watched in a couple of years. But, no, I understand. It must be an election year. They got to pull the Russia out again. Anyway, and you can't really call it news anymore. You got to be very careful, pick and choose, and read both sides, because almost all of it's mostly propaganda.
N4ZLK. Yes, you're right, or something sad like that affair in Kansas City yesterday. I used to ride up there during the summer months with my dad. He was an engineer on the railroad, fireman at the time, I think. Didn't go to Union Station a lot, and so I really, that'd be a shooting gallery. The World War I monument to Pershing is right across the road from there. And it's like a huge open field. And I had thought the day before, I just wonder if some idiot would get out there and shoot that up because he wanted the other team to win. And sure enough, something happened. You don't know what'll set him off nowadays. Some guy had a fender and bender in Walmart, I was reading on the internet. And another woman got out and shot him in the head. This world's going nuts, I'm telling you, Shane. We need a reset from the tilt on the pinball machine. Shoot. Well, Shane, we're here. Great talking to you today, and you have a wonderful day. Oh, we're parking right in front of a new Mercedes here in a 500 class, I think, by golly. That's far uptown as you can get. Can't tell Phil about that. He follows the star. And W4NGU, anyways. Have a good day, Shane. Nice talking to you today. Good luck on your project. SN0TR73.
As always, you and Bernice have a good day. We'll talk to you again. N0TR, N4ZLK.